were held in Turkey. So we'll do that a week from tomorrow night. And if you're interested, be 7:30, David. All right, 7:30, a week from tomorrow night. Unless Stephanie decides that's going to be the time she wants to go to the hospital, then I think we can all understand that. So that'll just be, we'll play that one by ear. But right now, we're from tomorrow night. So please remember these prayer requests. Do we have any other prayer requests than what I've given here that we need to make note, be aware of? Okay, so please be aware of those. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purpose in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a gracious giver. Gracious giver is defined as one who personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Giving is one of those things, people, that we will see occurring when you walk by faith in the Spirit. It's one of those things that could happen in the flesh. Many preachers and organizations, church organizations, Christian organizations, religious organizations, put a lot of pressure in regard to giving. A lot of religions are built on the concept of giving. If you study the Muslims, for an example, it is part of your reward in heaven if you give. And as a matter of fact, in that religion, that is why there are poor people. And it is very important to be poor, because the poor people give those with money the opportunity of getting rewards in heaven if they will give to them. So they kind of got it set up for everybody there. And so it's always been a part as a way of getting money from people for the purpose. However, in the Christian realm of giving, it is not something we do in the power of the flesh, or should not. Let's put it this way. If it's going to be a town as that which is spiritual, it is not in the power of the flesh. It simply will not be. Any giving outside of the power of the Spirit is of nothing what we call wood, hay, and stubble. But it's one of those things the Spirit will lead you. So again, it's my responsibility to encourage you to walk in the Spirit. And this is one of those things that you will see occurring in your life, along with many other things.